Alaska Senator Murkowski releases joint statement with Danish MP, Greenland open for business, but not for sale. By Paul Bois on January 27, 2025. Senator Lisa Murkowski, RAK, has released a joint statement with Danish Member of Parliament Aaja Chemnitz announcing that Greenland may be open for a business, but not for sale. President Donald Trump has been floating the purchase of Greenland for several months and recently sent the Danish government into crisis mode after he pressed the Prime Minister about it over a phone call. As Breitbart News reported, the Danish government reportedly descended into crisis mode following a call between President Donald Trump and Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen, during which the U.S. leader is said to have forcefully reiterated America's desire to acquire Greenland. A report from the Financial Times, citing several unnamed European officials with knowledge of the call, said President Trump spoke with Prime Minister Frederiksen for around 45 minutes last week. The official said that Europe had assumed that Mr. Trump's demands that Denmark offer to sell Greenland to the U.S. were merely an opening negotiating tactic to push for more European NATO spending. However, following the call between Trump and Frederiksen, it became clear that the new administration in Washington is set on acquiring the self-governing island. 2 days later, Senator Lisa Murkowski issued a joint statement with a Danish member of parliament who holds two seats representing Greenland, emphasizing that the United States should view the icy landmass as an ally rather than an asset. The appeal of Greenland is easy to understand. It is strategically located for defense, shipping, and more. It is also a storehouse for all sorts of minerals, the building blocks of society that will determine who leads and controls the industries of the future, the statement began. Of course, a businessman turned president would be interested. But Greenland is not for sale. The question has been asked and firmly answered by the government of Greenland, Naalakkersuisut, it added. Murkowski and Chemnitz then proposed a better path forward, which would allow the United States to benefit off Greenland without purchasing it. The future will be defined by partnership, not ownership. To ensure our alliance reaches its full potential, Americans must view Greenland as an ally, not an asset. Open for business, but not for sale, the statement said. From our work on Arctic parliamentarians, we are certain that U.S. ambitions for national security can be achieved without altering Greenland's autonomy. We see that in Pituffik Space Base, dialogue and cooperation can strengthen our ties. Diplomacy can pave the way for a relationship and alliance that fulfills our mutual interests. The statement comes after Denmark reportedly boosted Arctic defense spending by $2 billion in response to Trump's interest in buying Greenland. Denmark said on Monday it would spend 14.6 billion Danish kroner, $2.05 billion, boosting its military capabilities in the Arctic, a decision that comes amid continuing furor following U.S. President Donald Trump's renewed interest in controlling Greenland, a semi-autonomous Danish territory, reported CNN. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.